The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Rebound by Green.
Watch out behind.
Rockets are on set. Oh, he turned it over. Green turned it over. Here comes Tucker.
No one on the Warriors told him that Chris Paul was behind the play.
Iguodala will inbound. Here comes. This is for a tie from Durant. No. It's back to Durant. Curry for the tie. No. Rebound Paul. Foul Golden State. 2.9 to play. 2.9. Long throw. Green. Here's Durant. Three. No. That's it. This series has just gotten incredibly tight in a hurry. It's now a three-game series. Rockets win another one, and the series is tied at two.
Two solid looks, considering the situation, down three with a chance to tie it up. Just didn't go our way, but like the fight that we had.
We were just excited that we got a good look up at that point and look good leaving his hands. That's all you can ask for. And we both would love to make those shots, but, you know, I think we got free at the end of the game, down three. We was able to get a wide open look, couple wide open looks, you know, and it didn't fall for us. But, you know, you just feel confident that those plays worked.
You know, we happy we came out with the win, but once again, they got a clean look. You know, last game, game three, KD got fouled on that same shot. And then we gave him a butt-naked look. Then Steph got a clean look. So, yeah, we won the game, but we got to be better. We understand that. You know, going back to the Bay, they probably not going to miss those shots.
Does momentum mean anything in this series?
I hope so. I hope we have it. you got two teams that are battling, that are just every possession is a fight. They're not trying to give up threes. We're not trying to give up threes. Like, it's every possession. It's whoever can round up the most stops in a row and offensively get going.
Does momentum mean anything in this?
All right. That was interesting. Some other really interesting things happening today, too. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you're going to be in a bad mood. That weather out there is probably not going to help you. So just relax. We'll keep you entertained and get you home in one piece.
I'm sure traffic's going to be super awesome.
Oh, yeah. It'll be, you know, nobody will be on the roads, right? Because it's raining.
No big deal.
So just relax. Turn around. Don't drown. Unless you listen to the other stations and happen to flip over here for a second. Then you can feel free to drown. Otherwise, we don't want our people going anywhere.
No.
So I guess we should start with your beloved Rockets.
All evened up.
It's pretty funny. You can't even say nice things about them without getting people attacking you on Twitter.
I know. I give up. I mean, whatever I say about the Rockets, I'm a hater. Like, I basically, you know, just like I did. This is exactly what it was. So I thought last night's game was sort of a reverse image of game two, where you remember game two, the Rockets were lazy. They were turning the ball over willy-nilly. They couldn't rebound. They weren't trying to rebound. They just sucked. But at the end of the game, the score was kind of close, and it was like, it's like they were in this game, but you knew that they were never really in that game. And then that, I mean, Twitter blew up on me that night. Blew up.
Right.
Then last night, I said that exact thing. I was like, this is the opposite of game two. Tonight, it's the Warriors who are out here looking like trash, not rebounding, no effort. The game was a lot closer than what the score – the game wasn't nearly as close as what the score says it was. This was not a close game. And instantly, it's like, why aren't you giving the Rockets any credit? Well, when I said the Rockets played like crap in game two, if I would have come out there and said and given the Warriors a bunch of credit for playing great in game two, I would have been lying. I mean, it's basically saying that. It's basically saying the score was not the score was closer than the game said.
Yeah.
It's basically saying the Rockets were way better than the Warriors last night.
They were.
And that's not good enough. Like, people want, they want to hear me say the Rockets are the best team. And I don't know what to, I don't know. I'm so tired of Twitter. I hate it. I hate it. I want to. You know who's got the life? No, I guess it's the opposite of that.
I was kind of curious.
I was thinking Skip Bayless, because he follows nobody, but it's not the people that I follow that bother me.
Right.
I just need to turn my replies off. Can you do that on Twitter? Make it where no one can comment on what you say, so I can just record my thoughts and people won't. Or if it, I just need to filter dumb things out is what it really is. I like talking to some people.
Well, that's the thing.
They're not dummies.
There are people you do like to go back and forth with, but I've just gotten where pretty much anything like that, if the person doesn't follow me, it's an insta block.
See, I don't take really the time care. To check on that.
Well, if you follow me, I'll give you a little more room. But if you don't, if you're just some random guy who's tweeting at me and I don't know who you are, I'll just block you. I don't have time for that. But yeah, I think getting back to the game though, they played closer to their best game than we've seen in a while, and I don't think the score was indicative of how much better the Rockets were last night. So I agreed with you.
Yeah, I mean that was a. It's not like the, I mean James played fantastic. He was out of his mind. He slowed down in the fourth quarter. The Rockets kind of went away from what was successful for them, and well, that's not even true. They made a bunch of shots in the third quarter, like a bunch of shots from three, and they fell in love with it and just kept chucking them up, even bad shots in the fourth quarter. And in the third quarter, they all went down. In the fourth quarter, they didn't. So it let the Warriors get back in it a little bit. But, I mean, it was much like game two. The final score was close, but it was obvious who the better team was. Obvious.
So what do you think happens going forward here?
I don't know. I'm almost starting to think that the home teams are just going to hold serve the whole time.
That's kind of how I'm feeling now.
I mean, which means it may be a 7-game series, which is, I mean, if you're the Rockets, you got a chance. You know, Charlie said something on his show today about flipping a coin 7 times in a row. And if it comes up, and we're mostly talking about Clay and Steph and how poor they've been. And these are two of the best shooters in the history of basketball. The best shooter, the best three-point shooter that's ever played the game, and another guy who's top 5. So he's saying you keep flipping the coin and saying, well, next game they'll have a good one. Next game they have a good one. Like, the odds grow exponentially, and you're right. To hit heads 7 times in a row is very difficult to do. And he said just because you flipped tails 4 times in a row doesn't guarantee that the next one's going to be heads. And it doesn't, but the odds are good that it will be. And every game that goes beyond, you know, every time you hit heads, the odds that the next time is going to be tails, I mean, it just feels like it's coming. And that's what it feels like with Clay and Steph, or at least one of them. One of those guys is going to blow up. And God, I mean, if those two guys are shooting 35% from three, I mean, the series might be over. But they're not. And I don't know if it's – and there is something to the Rockets and forcing them to work on defense, and that could be affecting the way they shoot. But, I mean, Clay works on defense all the time. This isn't like suddenly Clay's got to play defense on Eric Gordon and doesn't know how to react. Clay can handle that. I mean, Steph, he's always a defensive liability. He's a below-average defender. That's always been the case. I doubt that he's gassing himself out so hard, especially, I mean, he's doing a lot of play against Chris Paul, who's, let's be honest, not that hard to check these days. So there's something to it, but I don't know if that's it. I don't know what it is, but I keep expecting them to have a game, and they haven't. But if I'm a betting man, I bet that they're coming.
Yeah, I keep thinking that too. But I think if they continue to play like this, the Rockets do have a shot. I don't think they're going to. But Robert says the flopping on both teams is getting out of control.
It's horrible. It's hard to watch. James usually does, and like he's flailing around when there's no contact, and then asking the ref for a call. Just stop. Just play basketball, guys. It's so obnoxious.
Yeah. Draymond. You know, he winds up hurting himself doing it.
Yeah.
That was just dumb. But yeah, I hate the flopping, but good win for the Rockets, and I think they they've got to get one on the road. There's no question. And you know, this is if they could have gotten game one, this would look so much different right now.
Yeah.
But again,
you know what, the Warriors could say the same thing about game three.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This series is so close that you're gonna have games that go that way.
These four games have been decided by 1 point. 1 point. I mean, when you look at the total score of the four games,
yeah.
1 point separates them through four games. The two Rockets wins were by a total of 9. The two Warriors wins by a total of 10. I mean, these two teams are very even. They've played very even so far. But, I mean, if you're the Rockets, you can't ask for much You can't ask for much more than what you've gotten so far.
All right, guys, your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Well, guess what? Be smart. Pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Alex asking if we're going to talk about the total collapse of Barcelona today versus Liverpool. But you know what? No, probably not. But it was kind of fun to watch. If you didn't see it, Liverpool went in down 0-3 and scored 4 goals today to win. So,
oh my God,
it was kind of exciting to watch.
What?
Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock
tonight.
He'll
talk all about it.
He will break it down for you in great detail. So it's a perfect night for him to be on.
He'll get elbow deep in that stuff.
Oh yeah, and then Hall of Fame with Booker T from 9 to 11. So,
maybe not talking about soccer. Not sure.
Probably not. But do you like the way I used the tweet to promote Glenn's show?
That was good.
Very professional.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's. Let's get PJ on real quick.
Sports, PJ.
Sports map. AJ, I was the guy who wrongly accused you of calling Steph a great defender on Twitter last night. On me, my bad.
All good.
But I don't really think you're a hater. And this is just for me on the outside looking in. I've been a Rockets fan my entire life. I think what people are doing in Houston or in sports in general is they're listening to a radio station in Houston. So they feel like you should give home takes like on those other two stations over there. And that has just never been the show. I mean, I was wrong last night when I accused you. I owned up to it. I was wrong. And I just feel like people can't handle the truth, as cheesy as it sounds, is that this show is like the most unbiased sports show I think I've ever heard on ever. And that's all I do is listen to sports radio. And I think people are just attacking you guys because you don't gloss up the Rockets or the Astros or the Texans. Like, you guys just give real takes about real sports team unbiasedly. And people can't handle it. And it sucks because they're listening to their hometown, quote-unquote, radio station and not getting home or take. That's why I think people bashing on you guys, or on you particularly, AJ, for that. And honestly, it's just kind of dumb. But that's the main reason I listen to the show, because you guys are so real and not biased. You guys give real takes all the time about shows, sports, whatever it may be. And to me, that's what makes for good radio and good entertainment. But my bad about that on Twitter last night, bro.
Oh, good, man.
Stay blessed, and I'll keep listening, man.
All right, appreciate you listening. Yeah, he said last night, he was like, do you still think Steph is a great defender? And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said Steph's great at a lot of things. Defending's not one of them. In fact, we talked last week about Steph being the only guy on the Warriors that's a below average defender in that starting five, and he's well below average. But it's not a big deal. As far as what the show is, we've always kind of done that. And if I'm not, I'm happy to tell you. And when the Astros were good, which by the way, that's probably closest thing to it is the best team that's been here since I've been here. I've got no problem talking up the teams when they're good. And there's been years, even with the Texans, when there were high hopes, and then, you know, somebody gets hurt or something happens late in the season, and it's like, oh, God, you know what's coming. And that's almost like just a jinxed franchise. As far as me being a hater of the Rockets, there's a big difference between me not being a fan of the team, which I grew up a Rockets fan, too. I just don't like this group of Rockets. I don't like to watch them play basketball. It's not fun for me. I don't like James Harden as a player. He might be a great guy for all I know. He's not a guy I want to cheer for. So that part is that if that's what makes me a hater, then I'm a hater. But I can also watch the team objectively and know if they're a good team. And they're obviously a good team. They've been to they've pushed the Warriors to the brink now for the second year in a row. They're obviously good. Are they championship level good? And that's still to be determined. So I don't go out here and try to be a hater of the Rockets. I'm not a fan of this iteration of the Rockets, but there's a lot of teams I'm not a fan of the Patriots. I can still talk about them, you know, like they're really, really good, because guess what? They are. I'm not a fan of the Red Sox. They were the best team last year. What are you going to do? You can pretend they're not. That's kind of tough, because at the end of the day, it all hashes itself out. That's kind of the cool thing about sports.
I do understand though why people who are fans of a team will get upset sometimes when they think that you're paying more attention to the team from the other city and all this stuff.
I don't understand that.
I know. I get it. That's what fans are. I mean, that's there. You pay attention to,
like, who the hell am I? You need my validation for your favorite team?
You're a voice in the city. That means something to them.
There's 20 of us, 30 of us. Yeah, 40, I don't even know how many.
But how many of them are as good as us?
Well, none. But okay, that's beside the point.
And that's the thing. So the best show in the city, you want those guys to. Yeah, you want their. It's like being a parent, AJ. Your kids want your approval. That's all it is. So I get it, but the reality is, well, we're never going to be that. We're going to just, you know, if we think that, yeah. The one thing you always try to do is be honest. And some people don't like that. Sometimes you do say nice things about teams because they deserve it.
Yeah.
And that's positive too. But it's never going to be all the time. So, you know, it's not a message board. We're not a message board where you're going to hear everything you want to hear about how great your school or your team is. Here's an interesting one for you. You like the winner of the Rockets series or the field for the title?
Yeah, that's tough, man. If it were 3-1, I'd say the winner of the Rockets series. But, yeah, that might be a coin flip right now, honestly. I think I'll still take the winner of the Rockets series, because I mean the Rockets are good enough to beat everybody if they were to get through. The Warriors are obviously good enough to beat everybody if they get through, and there's still a lot to be determined on the other side. I will say the winner of the Portland Denver series is not going to be a walkover. That is going to be a tough series, I think, for either team that wins this one, and I think the Bucks are going to be a very difficult out. They look like a team that's clicking at the right time.
Yeah, so, well, and I think if Leonard keeps playing at this level, the Raptors would be a very difficult task for anybody too.
Although, but I mean, they're still in a dogfight. I mean, they got to get through their series first. I don't know. It just feels like the one team that's really handling business is Milwaukee. Like, that's the one team that looks like,
yeah,
we're not slowing down. Everybody else, it's like, oh boy, well, roller coaster. I still think Toronto should win that series against the Sixers, but I don't think it would shock me if they didn't.
No, I think that's a pretty equal series. You guys are definitely biased. Fact, you say the Texans have a window when they have never made it past the second round or even been impressive in a playoff loss, yet the Rockets will never win with Harden being the best player. Okay, first off, man, I got to be nice because he probably just got out of kindergarten. Listen, dude, to say the Texans have a window when they've never done anything, their window's now because they actually have a quarterback, which they never had before.
Yeah.
And that's an opinion. And yes, that's an opinion you don't like. Guess what? I got a bunch of opinions you don't like. You probably have a bunch that I don't like. Here's another opinion. Learn how to spell.
He didn't. Is that the text or what?
That's a text. Okay. I'm sure it was the I'm driving and it auto-corrected. But you know what? If you're going to be dumb, try to at least spell it right.
Well, like I said, I won't deny that if I had to, like, a team that I want to cheer for, there's a hierarchy in this town of teams, right, especially right now, that I want to cheer for. But for me, it's always about what players are on the team. I don't care what the jersey says. I cheer for players that I like, not teams. I don't, because if my favorite team gets a bunch of guys that I don't like, I don't want to cheer for those guys. You know, it's not fun for me. So if that's being biased, then I am biased. I the way that they're currently constructed, I flat out cheer for the Astros. I want the Astros to win because I like that team. They're likable to me.
See, I have mixed feelings about the Texans because I love, like, Deshaun Watson. I love DeAndre Hopkins. I love J.J. Watt. I love Bill O'Brien. He ruins the whole thing.
It does ruin a lot for me.
And it just, he's so unlikable. And I just cannot make myself. Yeah, and plus he's just not any good.
And I mean, Kubiak was a likable guy, but he just always seemed inept. And I don't know. They're an easier team for me to cheer for than the Rockets. I mean, that's just the facts. The Rockets have been better as a franchise than the Texans have over the last, basically the entire history of the Texans. But if you're talking about who I want to cheer for, and me thinking hard, I mean, prove me wrong. Me saying James Harden, well, they'll never win with James Harden as their best player. So far, I'm right. So, I mean, and I'm like Fred with the Tiger Woods winning a major thing. When it happens, okay, you got me. I'll admit that I was wrong. Until then, I look like I'm pretty damn smart because every time he starts sniffing it, he does something James Harden-y. So, or he lights Chris Paul's kitchen on fire. Something happens. So, I don't feel bad for saying that, and I don't feel like it makes me biased. It's just my opinion on the team.
Yeah, well,
I'm not going to change my opinion on the team because the front of their shirt says Houston.
Well, and not only that, but it's not my job to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So you want your opinion to be right.
Our opinion. You want your opinion to be our opinion.
Yes, that's the real problem.
And the reality is, for most of you out there, if the Rockets and the Mavericks switched franchises today, you guys would say, all the players from the Rockets go play for the Mavericks, and all the players for the Mavericks come play for the Rockets. All of you guys would say, Luka Doncic is the future of the NBA, and James Harden's never going to win a title. That's what you would say, because that's what most sports fans do. And it's fine, but it's just you're not always right, is what it boils down to. Right. Oh, boy, the thunder rolls.
Yeah, it's
God is mad at me for saying that James Harden's never going to win a title.
I think people also don't like that you can take your emotion out of sports.
Yeah, because I don't care.
When other people have trouble doing it.
That's okay. It's okay to be an emotional fan.
But that's my favorite part is when people, like when the Warriors or when the Rockets beat the Warriors, the people who tweet me and think, oh, I hope AJ can't sleep tonight because the Rockets beat the Warriors. And I'm like, dude, I sleep the exact same when the Rockets win as when they lose because I'm not emotionally attached to any of these teams. I don't care. All I care about is the stories that come out of it. It doesn't bother me one bit. If the Rockets lose a heartbreaking Game 7, I'll sleep like a baby. If they win the NBA title, I will sleep like a baby. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't. I think it's kind of weird when it does affect people's lives, honestly.
Yeah, I
know it's. I know there's a lot of people like that. I think they're weird.
Well, I also think it's. Well, I don't know because I root pretty hard for UH and like when they lost in the basketball tournament, it was disappointing. Was I depressed? No, I drank a little more, but yeah, but I was into that. I was sorry to see it end. Yeah, I mean, I figured the run was going to end the next week or next game anyway, but either way, I understand why people get that emotional about it. I just, pro sports, it's harder for me to get truly emotional about.
Yeah. And because with you, you went to the college, you're invested in them, you know, that makes sense, I guess. With pro teams, those teams don't care about you. You get nothing back from them.
So like
you got a degree and a job from that school. I mean,
it's like the line in Bronx Tale is Mickey Mantle won't pay your rent.
Mickey Mantle won't pay your rent. Neither will James Harden.
All right, what do we got here?
Tri-Eagle Energy. The Houston Dynamo. Well, they're not going to pay. Listen, Tri-Eagle Energy, they're not going to pay your rent. But what they will do is they'll pay your electricity bill. You know, what? Why would they do that? Well, that's because right now they're bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days. They're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. It's almost like getting your rent paid. Sign up for any power to win electricity plan. You'll receive 2 Dynamo game tickets and 2 t-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Tri-Eagle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or a customer, and that guy is going to win, or lady, is going to win free electricity for a year. You can enter win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. PUCT license number 10064.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. If I could maybe just try to explain one thing. Like I want the teams to do well. Don't get me wrong. But watching them, paying attention to them, seeing what's going on, it's my job. Like yeah. When I watch a Texans game, I'm thinking about what am I going to write for Sports Map? What are we going to talk about tomorrow? The whole thing, I'm looking at the game from the perspective of what's interesting about it. Just like last night. And taking a few notes here and there so I can kind of keep up with what we're putting on Sports Map. So it's a job as much as it is anything, and I'm passionate about it, but I'm passionate about doing the best possible job, which means doing the best possible radio show after a game or getting the best content on Sports Map after a game. That's what my motivation is. So
I'm the same way. I mean, I can make a show when they win. I can make a show when they lose. I mean, it's a different show, sure, but one's not easier than the other. My Twitter life is way easier when they win. I mean, I'll tell you that. Because God forbid I'm the one, talking about that they lost. I'm a hater. That they're the ones who lost the game. Like game 2, somehow I'm the bad guy. They poop all over the floor, and I'm the bad guy because I said they're pooping on the floor. Give me a break.
Texter said yesterday was his first live and in-person NBA game. Durant is an absolute freak of nature. TV doesn't do it justice. That's true with especially basketball.
There's some of these guys.
My
go
goodness.
Watch LeBron in person.
Well, I still think TV never really did justice to just what a huge human being Yao Ming was.
Oh, no.
And when you saw him in person, I mean, his legs were bigger than a human being. And, yeah, if you've never had a chance to do that, it really is remarkable to see him in person. So,
and then, I mean, James had almost as, I mean, maybe even a better night than Kevin Durant. Well, it was a better night because he won. Kevin lost. But those two guys went tit for tat last night. I mean, they were right there with each other. So, a couple of really incredible performances last night. But unfortunately, and you know, there were a lot of people saying why was I bashing Steph last night? And at the end of the night, you look at Steph's line, and it's like, okay, he scored 30 points, he had 8 assists, he only turned it over 3 times, he was 12 of 25 from the field, so he wasn't terribly inefficient. He 4 of 14 from 3. Like, you can't, if you're not hitting them, you can't take that many shots. And I think it's exasperated because I almost at this point in my mind, I pair up he and Clay on any given night. Like, how do those two guys shoot on any given night from behind the arc? And this is really the first series where they've been willing to, or the first game in this series where they've really been willing to let it fly. And they were 5 of 20. And these are the two best shooters in the NBA right now. And they're 5 of 20 from 3. You can't... Well, I'm not saying you can't win like that, but it's difficult to win like that. When you know, and their game's not as reliant on the 3 as the Rockets are. The Rockets are going to shoot 53s almost every single night.
Right, right.
But this is a team that, I mean, that's their bread and butter. They've got the two best shooters in the world, and they send them out there and they chuck it up. And those guys shoot. I would say Steph's the second. He shoots the second most in the league from behind the arc after Harden. I would guess Clay's somewhere in the top 10 in the league in 3 points attempted. And these guys, they shoot at over 40%. They're over a four. I mean, those two guys shoot over 40% from 3, which when you're shooting that many attempts is really remarkable. I mean, to have two guys shooting that much from outside and making 40% or better. I mean, Steph's closer to 45% than he is to 40. I don't know the numbers offhand, but so the offense is relying on those guys being efficient, and they've been terribly inefficient from 3-point land in this series.
And I think that the Rockets have had a little bit to do with that defensively. Now, some of the shots last night they just missed, but I think that gets in your head a little bit. But I think those guys will turn it around, but I also think that we haven't seen the Rockets' best yet. So, yeah. And it's best 2 of 3 now. So, Chase asks, who you got tonight, Game 7, Stars or Blues? Considering I've been wrong about every single hockey series this year except for one, I don't think, if you're a Stars fan, I don't think you want to hear my opinion on that game.
You like the Stars.
I'm going to be rooting for the Stars. I can see it going either way. I think that's turned into a hell of a series, and my goodness, Colorado has hung in there with San Jose. That's going to be a Game 7 tomorrow, too. So I could back-to-back Game 7s in hockey, and I will be completely wrong, but I'll be rooting for the Stars. There's a good chance that I get totally skunked because I took Stars and Sharks. So I could very easily be 0-4 this round.
Yeah.
And I picked against the Bruins just because I hate them. So... but they're probably going to win the whole damn thing.
So for me, as someone who all I care, because we're carrying the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah,
my only skin in the game is people listening, and I feel like for our, like in Houston, the best audience would be Dallas versus Boston.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I'm cheering for.
Yeah, because nobody, people in Carolina don't even like them. So, so you don't.
And if
want
it's
them.
Not Dallas Boston, I hope it's Colorado Boston.
Yeah,
I think San Jose Carolina. Oh god.
Oh,
St. Louis, Carolina, that'd be rough.
We'll get 790 ratings for that. 713-780 ESPN. But yeah, I think just from a what would people be interested in here, Boston, Dallas.
Oh, for sure.
And usually, like, the people here are hockey fans or fans of the original six franchises, and none of them are around. It's like Detroit wasn't good this year. Chicago wasn't good. Pittsburgh has a pretty good following. They're not an original six, but they were gone. So, yeah, I think that's what we have to root for there. All right. We have something here? I do. I have
Blaze it up.
I have Innovative Lasers of Houston, which summer's almost here, guys, and you want to get rid of a little weight. And listen, I struggled and struggled and struggled. I could not get the weight off, especially get to be my age. It's harder and harder. And it was all in one place. It was all just right in my gut. And so I went to Innovative Lasers, and I'll tell you what, it worked amazingly. 9 inches off of my stomach. And you know what? It was easy. You go in there, basically you lie down, they shine a red light on you. That's it. They do that for 20 minutes, then you do another 20 minutes, and then boom, you're done. And right now, in two weeks, you can lose 3 to 11 inches. That's what they promise you. And they got a great deal for you. 281-888-3094. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN, get 50% off the regular price, and you're going to get 3 free sessions. And believe me, you can lose inches in fat, no painful procedures, no downtime. It's simple. If it can work for me, it can work for you. Get more energy, change your life. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5, get 50% off the regular price and 3 free sessions. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Your consultation's free, so just go set it up and see what they're about, and then they'll put a program together for you. 281-888-3094, InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. This is where I tell you to please check out sportsmap.com. Only the greatest website in the history of the city. Joel Blank column on the keys for the Rockets last night were Tucker and Gordon. We still have Jermaine's column from yesterday where he says, it's time to admit it, officials are trash in the wake of the Derby decision. We have three-pointers from the Rockets game win last night from Paul. We've got the Astros daily report from Chris Campisi, soccer report from Victor. So all kinds of good stuff on there. Something for everybody. Videos and stories. It's just the website's just completely blowing up. And we're adding new stuff all the time. And it's been kind of fun to watch this thing grow from absolutely nothing into what it's become. And we're starting to get... You know, some of the fun stuff we used to do on Houston sports and stuff, we're starting to bring back. We're going to have Stephen the Weather Guy do some weather stuff, and we're getting the Nerd Report on there and things like that. So it's the site itself is evolving, and will continue to evolve, but pretty proud of where it has gotten from where it started, which was basically about a year and a half ago. So John wants to know, why do people feel the need to turn their hazards on when it rains? Hey, Jackass, your headlights and taillights will suffice. Yeah, I always struggle when people do that because I'm afraid their car's stopping in the middle of the road, because that's kind of what hazards are supposed to be for, right? So but I've also heard people say, "Oh, you're supposed to do that. It's easier to see." Man, I'm looking at Twitter. There's already flooding all over the place. I stuck my head out the window, so this is unofficial, but it's raining out there. It's bad. It's dark. Looking at all the Twitter stuff. It's going to be terrible. Yeah, so it says thoughts and prayers for Kingwood. I guess it's bad there. 214 says, idiots driving in this mess with no lights. Only Houston. That's just dumb. Don't do that. God, you got to have your lights on so people can see you.
We apparently had a listener call in and ask if we could report on what's going on 59, and unfortunately we don't do traffic reports anymore, but just looking at the Transtar map, there's high water flooding all around Kingwood, so
yeah.
If you're headed 59 north, that's the problem, is there's water on the highway.
Yeah, and they're closing part of it, apparently. We'll keep you guys up to date as much as we can, since we don't really do traffic and weather, but when something like this is going on, doesn't hurt to mention it. I vamped for 4 whole minutes there.
Sorry. I was in there with the big bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff a-rumbling.
Besides the Thunder?
Yeah, besides the Thunder.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Somebody says it's illegal to ride with your hazards on, not in an emergency.
See, I didn't know. No, that's not true.
I didn't know.
You ride with your hazards on if your car is a danger to other cars. So, like, if you're going well below the speed limit or something like that, I don't think it is illegal to ride with your hazards on.
Yeah, the reason it came up is people are doing it in the rain with their hazards.
Oh, if you're having sex in the rain
no.
in your car, that's definitely not safe right now.
That's not at all what was happening. But, yeah, so apparently really bad in Kingwood. So avoid the area if you can. If you live there, that's a problem.
Yeah, maybe that's what you get.
Yeah. Steven wants me to bring back the Tiffany Terrell impersonation for the traffic.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
We don't have time.
No. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says it is illegal in some states to drive with hazards on during rain, but not in Texas. So our listeners know everything. The good ones. See, that's the thing. That's like every time I think about it's time to eject on the text line, I get really good stuff from people. Not stuff like there's always idiots on there, which I basically just ignore these days. But, you know, well, you're biased because you said the Texans have a window. Oh, go drive into a... Never mind.
Don't turn around. Don't drown.
Let's see what Paul has to say.
How you guys doing?
Sports.
Well, I imagine so, during the rain. I'm just wondering, what's your take on Jason Witten coming back? Do you think he's going to be in the same form as he was whenever he left?
No. I mean, Jason Witten sat out for a year. He was already old. I don't know why Jason Witten's decided to come back. I think it would surprise me more for Jason Witten to have an above average season than it would surprise me less if he retired at some point during the season. Like just said, you know what, this isn't going to work out. Or maybe even before the season.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was, I need to eject from broadcasting because I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, and he's right.
This lets me save face a little bit.
Wasn't going well for him.
No. But, yeah, I wouldn't expect much out of him. I mean, he'd probably be better than what you had last year if he does play. But I'll be surprised if he's on the roster at the end of the season.
Same.
How's that? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Robert, wanting to know what's a good website to check for flooded areas. Transtar has it's pretty good about that. It'll give you the little icons that tell you where it's closed and why. So that's where I get my traffic reports that I give you from.
There you
go. Transtar. So no big secret. You go to the website and it tells you what's closed. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And I guess to put a little bit of a wrap on the Rockets, I think it was kind of interesting, and I heard Barry and Joel talk about this, how you know they put Durant on Harden in the fourth quarter, and he had his worst quarter, and that you know maybe you see more of that going forward. But I also think, if I'm the Warriors,
okay,
and if I just say, okay, if I put Kevin Durant on Harden and make him work on defense and maybe I don't get as much offense, but let's just say I'm going to have those two guys are going to cancel each other out.
Okay.
Aren't you going to feel pretty good about your chances of winning?
If you're the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the questions we did on Sports Map today. I did a video with Charlie and Raheel, and it said if you take Kevin Durant and James Harden and say they cancel each other out, who do you feel better about? And it's not even close, because you are what your average, you know, over now we've played what 90 something games this season, or maybe close to 90. Once you've played that many games, you are what your season average says you are, and not what the last three or four games says you are. And to me, Steph and Clay are better than what they've been in this series. Eric Gordon is probably not as good as he's been in this series, you know, on average. So I feel safer betting on the Warriors. Now, are James and Kevin going to balance each other out the entire series? I don't know. They've both been really good so far, but all it'll take is one bad night from either guy. And boy, that whole ship can come sinking, because at this point, if either one of them has a bad game, forget it. You can't win with that. They need those. And
yeah,
they need James to have like games 3 and 4. Like, he needs to be a 35, 40 point guy. And it can't be.
That's what they've been all year, though, when he does that. And
it can't be James scores 35 points going 8 of 30 from the field and a bunch of free throws. That's not good enough. He's got to be efficient, and he was last night.
Well, you know what else is efficient? Getting pro flowers for your mother on Mother's Day. And not just, not just your mom, but the mother of your children. And listen, you got to take care of mom. And you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here listening to us and complaining about what we're talking about, because if it weren't for mom, she wouldn't have brought you into this world. And let me tell you what, these flowers are awesome. And you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that's going to suit every mom's style. Then you pick the delivery date. Boom, done, just like that. And these flowers are going to last at least 7 days. They'll last a lot longer than that, and she's going to love them, man.
Yep, and right now it's super simple. You can get a dozen assorted roses for just $19.99. You can double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. It's coming up fast, guys. May 12th, right around the corner. You don't want to blow this thing. Visit proflowers.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Click the code Fred and AJ. Mother's Day this Sunday. Don't wait. Order like a pro. Get this amazing rose deal to thank all the moms in your life. That's proflowers.com.
This borderline cocky cat, talking like I think I'm cold, never that. I'm really just cool enough to chill in your set. Me and the illest one, that two are the realest ones yet. And yep, if you hearing it, then you feeling it, I bet.
I hear it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.